On today's episode, we have shorts on, simple t-shirts, vintage t-shirt, Adidas slides, and no socks. That's my vibe today.
Damn, no socks? Kind of crazy.
I know. I just...
Yoni's embracing his feet out this summer.
Yeah, I feel like this summer is going to be my feet out summer.
Yeah, but I think you're going to do it. You're going to ease yourself into it with like feet out, but like wearing Birkenstock clogs.
I don't want to get into the specifics. I just know that my feet are going to be out.
Does it count if your feet are out if you can't see your toes?
My toes are pretty nice. I feel like they're like, I have like long toes. Okay, why are we talking about toes at the beginning of the podcast? Okay, welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. Okay, my name is Yoni Kodo, your favorite host in the world.
If you're still listening to this, my name is Alia Zaitza. Welcome to the podcast. We're over here on a beautiful, sunny day.
It's Thursday right now.
It's Thursday. It is the new like 85 official- degrees.
85 degrees.
Outside, and I have not yet felt the outside.
You probably won't feel it.
Until later tonight.
Yeah, until later tonight. I wanted to start this episode by saying that I appreciate everyone who listens to this podcast weekly, okay? Sometimes I feel like it's a good reminder to let people know how much you appreciate them, okay?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And because nobody has to listen to this.
Yeah, nobody okay? has to.
There's a million podcasts out there, so you listen to this on the way to work, at work, on your break,
at
in
home,
class.
Working out.
During class, maybe. Maybe you're not supposed to, but you still do it. That's fine. We appreciate you, you know. So yeah. I just wanted to say that to start off this episode.
Yeah, we appreciate you very, very much. We wouldn't be here without you. We wouldn't be doing this without you. So if you listen to, I don't remember where we talked about this, but there was an episode we recorded that then we said, like, we're about to go to the weekend concert.
Okay, yeah, diving right into it.
Yeah,
okay.
We wanted to tell you our experience because going to the Weeknd concert, we're not big. I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, but I'm not a big concert goer. I generally don't love going to concerts. If I go to a concert, it has to be somebody that I really, really want to go see.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I'd rather go to a concert that's like smaller venue type thing.
Who would that be?
Well, we're going to Aminé when he's coming in October in New York, which is a long time from now. But that's going to be like a smaller venue, more chill. It's not like a stadium, you know, which is exactly what the Weeknd concert was. And we went because you really wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
The Weeknd is like your favorite artist.
Yeah, he is. And I try to go to as many tours as I can whenever he comes to town.
Yeah. And this is our third year. This is your third. And this is my second Weeknd concert.
Yes. The first one was the Kissland tour, which I went by myself.
I think we already talked about this.
Yeah. Well, let me talk about it again. Okay. Nobody wanted to come with me. So I went by myself and I had a blast. Okay. Second time, I dragged Allie with me.
Okay. That's not true. I just came.
And it was great.
Me. Yeah. It was good. That one was in Seattle.
Right. And the third one
was just... now recently
and it was
in New York, but it was actually in Jersey.
Yes,
because
MetLife Stadium.
I didn't realize
3 dates back to back sold out,
and I feel like I forgot that a stadium is like really big.
What did you think a stadium was?
I don't know.
Like
intimate, but I don't know, I just didn't think about it. So this was the first time that we were going to the MetLife Stadium.
This is my first time in a stadium.
No.
I've never been to
The Weeknd concert, the second one we went to together was also in a stadium, though.
Where was that?
In Seattle. Wasn't it at the... Oh, it was an arena, I think.
Yeah, there's different levels.
Anyways, it was a stadium. And, you know, in New York, we don't have a car. So a lot of people don't have cars. And the way to get to, since this is in Jersey, you have to, like, cross the river.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know exactly how this went down, but we just like went on Google. We looked up like, okay, how do we get to the MetLife Stadium? How long it was going to take? It took us like an hour and a half, basically. And we had to like take the subway to Times Square,
mm-hmm.
and then get off and go to Port Authority, which is where there's like a bunch of buses and stuff that leave, and then take a bus. And we didn't know that that bus is actually specifically for whatever's happening at the MetLife Stadium.
I didn't know that. I thought that same bus would be with like other random people who go somewhere else.
We didn't realize that everybody that was going to be on this bus is like everybody that's going to this concert.
So basically,
it felt like it was like a school trip. We were all going together,
exactly.
Even though I didn't know anybody.
It felt like a fan bus.
Exactly. It felt like we're... Because everybody was like, you can tell, you can just tell people are going to this concert also based on what people are wearing.
Yeah. Because it's not like the everyday thing that you wear outside.
Well, I feel like it's specifically what the girls are wearing, because the guys wear what they wear anytime. But I think the women's attire can...
It's a little different, changes a little bit. It's like a little bit, there's like a little more something to it.
Yeah, or less to it.
Yeah, exactly. So we get on this bus, and I didn't realize how that was like, how long was that ride? Like 40 minutes? 30
minutes?
No,
the bus was 20 minutes. It wasn't that bad. Yeah, it was a 20-minute bus ride. But we like took the subway, and then by the time you like have to get your tickets and like walk through the building and then get to, it ended up being like a longer time. And then from when we got dropped off at the... in Jersey, then we had to walk across this giant parking lot to get to the actual stadium. And I remember thinking, like, I don't think I've ever walked through like this big of a parking lot in New York. That's like some Seattle or like suburban thing.
Yeah.
You know, like here you never see parking lots, like big sprawling parking lot for what?
Rent is expensive out here.
Yeah. It's like everything is just covered with buildings. So there's never just like parking spaces like that. So that was funny.
Before we get in, the person is like, all right, let me check your bag at the security, right? Everybody has to do it. So I go through, Aldi is behind me. And then the guy's like, oh, you can't. Opened her bag.
And he took out all the stuff in it.
Yeah, he took out all the stuff in it. And then she had a tripod in it.
I had like my tiny tripod that I forgot was in there.
And so here's my question. I want to stop this real quick and ask you guys. When you go to a concert or anywhere, do you not know what's in your purse? Like, how can you just not check the person, but okay, let's go?
It was a habit, because every time I pack my bag, I always bring my keys, my wallet, my phone, my tripod, my big camera, my small camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I put everything in my bag without thinking, because it's just automatic. Anywhere I go, I have the same bag and I put all the same stuff in it. And then I remember looking up like, oh, can you bring, like I wanted to make sure what type of cameras are allowed in there. And good thing we checked, because they don't allow video cameras. So then I took my big camera out, because that one is clearly a video camera. So I took it out, but then I forgot I also put my tripod in there. So then I left it in. And then we got there, he was like, oh, we can't bring this in because it can be used as a weapon. I'm like, what the fuck do you think I'm going to do with this tripod? It's like a tiny little tripod. Like, I can't hit anybody with it.
Yeah, my question is, there's many other things that you can
My fists? I can use my fists as a
What about my keys?
Like, okay, I mean, that's kind of extreme.
No, okay, but I'm saying, like, anything could be a weapon if you like, you know?
Yeah, but sadly, and that tripod I've had, it's kind of sad, actually. That tripod I've had since I started YouTube.
Yeah, Alia looked at it. She was like, I'm sorry, this is goodbye. I didn't think it would be like this.
I had it for so long that it was like, the tripod is supposed to have some resistance on its legs. And this one would like just flap down, like, because it had been used for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I had to let it go. I had to put it in this like bin.
She was like, can I put it somewhere? And she was like, yeah, you can put it in a trailer somewhere. And
it was going to be a whole thing. I was like, can I hide it in a bush and get it when I leave?
You can. Go ahead.
So that was sad. But then we got into the venue. And the thing is, for me, it's like, I get really stressed out when I'm in big spaces like that. The music is loud. People are like loud. There's a lot of people running.
Why do you get stressed?
Laughing.
I don't get that at all.
Well, one, I get stressed because I get paranoid that that's the type of place where some shit can go down. Like someone has like a gun, someone has like a thing, you know, I never know.
Okay.
In America, in the US, that's.
Or in Europe. Yes. That happens a lot. Like, there's many instances, like, for example, at like soccer stadiums, there's something that's...
Okay, in the U.S., I just think that happens much more frequently, considering that the gun laws are different. But all I'm saying is those are things that go through my head, because I'm like, this would be the perfect scenario for someone who's like messed up in the head to come here and do some stupid shit.
Right.
So
you're thinking about that while you're at the venue.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about like something about just a lot of people. You don't know. Maybe we need to evacuate and then everybody's rushing and then somebody steps on me. I fall on the stairs. Like just things
what
like
the
that.
Hell?
You just don't know. You know, I'm a tiny girl. I'm 5'1". I can be stepped on. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
But what I like about this, though, as a stadium, is that you can, you have like assigned seats, you know? So it's not like you are in the pit or something,
mm-hmm.
how other concerts are. First thing we did is we looked for food. I really wanted to get a hot dog. And we got these hot dogs that were really bad.
Very, very bad.
And it was like a chili cheese nacho thing. And then the other one was like mango salsa hot dog. Like, why?
You were like, yeah, I want that. And we go to our seats. We were like on seat, I don't know, section 300 something, right?
Yeah.
Because me, when I go to concert, I don't necessarily want to be pay a lot to and be up close.
Super close. I mean, it would be cool if
it would be cool, but think about it, right? When you're so close, one, you're paying a lot. And so you're closer to the artist, right?
Yeah,
you're closer to the artist. Maybe chances are if they throw something, you might be able to catch it.
Oh, it's like, not so much that.
No, people think about that, right? But then also you want to see him. But me, especially with the Weeknd concert, I feel like it's such a performance.
Yeah.
It's such a show, especially with lighting, especially with the Weeknd, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I just said especially three times back to back.
And like.
But he, and like. you're gonna miss a lot of the light show. So if you're if you're sitting at a distance, you see the whole thing as it's supposed to be seen. You're not supposed to see it that up close. It's almost like going to the movies and sitting in the front row.
Okay, but I do think that we could have been closer and still seen him better and the light show well. Like there could have been a medium. There's a medium. I'm not talking about I want to be like on the bottom front row, but a little bit closer could have also worked. Because he was kind of like the size of a little ant. Or not an ant, but like small. Like the size of a... I don't know.
Like a what?
Let's think about
like a raisin?
Yeah.
Like a ping pong ball?
No, definitely a raisin.
Well, I had an amazing... Okay, so this is what I was going to say, right? I really enjoyed it, okay? I don't care where I sit, honestly.
Like, yeah, obviously, the show was great.
The music sounded great from where we were. I saw the whole show. I saw all the lighting. Everything was great.
I'm not going to lie, though. I did not like Playboi Carti.
Playboi Carti opened up for The Weeknd, and he's opening up for him during this whole tour. Yeah, in every show. And I'm going to be honest. I'm not a Carti fan, and... His section, his opening up for The Weeknd is something that I can't listen to it. It's a lot of yelling. It's a lot of just like being, it's like loud. Rap rock, but like metal rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's, if that's your thing, that's your thing, but it's not my thing at all.
Yeah. And also he wasn't like really, like when he was rapping, you couldn't hear anything clearly.
No.
And then also sometimes they would just play the songs like as if just playing it on a speaker, and then he would just like yell on top of the songs.
Yeah, he was doing a lot of yelling.
a lot of yelling.
And I don't know how he can do that every show.
Yeah. Like
you gotta do some like serious voice training and practicing, because that's actually not even, I don't know if it's healthy, but what do I know,
right? Either way, I don't know. That that moment is when I felt really, I don't know if saying I felt old is the right thing, because there's also plenty of people that were my age, if not older, that were probably enjoying.
No, people were enjoying that shit for,
but it was just funny because we were around a lot of younger girls, like teenagers. In front of us, there was like these two teenagers with their mom, or like one of the girls' mom. Mm. And then like beside, like if, I don't know, I looked around, I could just tell like there's a lot of teenagers there. Mm-hmm. And they were like singing along. They were like into it, which was also funny. It's like seeing, you know, young, tiny girls like saying some like nasty stuff, like with the lyrics. I thought was a funny image. But I was just like, damn, I feel so like old. Like this is the first time that this is like a current artist that I feel like is for the young people.
No, it's definitely, you know what I mean? For a younger crowd. And I don't know. So after, I'm going to fast forward a little bit, but I went to listen to his latest album, right? It's called I Am Music.
Yeah.
And some songs are good. I remember listening to it when it first came out. I didn't really like it because I was already thinking like, oh, Playboi Carti, I don't really listen to it. So I was listening with a closed mind.
Yeah.
But after this, I was just like, I saw how many people, I know he has a lot of fans.
Yeah.
But seeing them in person, I was like, you know what? Let me just listen to one more time. Let me just see. And a lot of it is not for me, but some songs, especially like the beats, are really, really good.
Hmm.
I even thought it was so good that I posted a story, Instagram post with one of the songs, like as the music.
Gotta play it for me.
Yeah, so it's not as bad as we're saying it, but most of it is. I'm just being honest. For us, right?
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you're a Cardi fan, listen, I respect it. Do you? You might not even like The Weeknd. You know, a lot of you don't even listen to The Weeknd.
I also think that there's something to say about, like, there's some artists and music that is just not for live music.
I feel like Cardi
the way
is,
that
no,
it was...
I feel like Cardi is.
Okay.
And it's specifically to like dance and go crazy in the mosh pit. That's
how do you dance to music that doesn't have like a melody?
You don't, but when I say dance, it's not like dancing like, oh, he's a good dancer. You just move around and jump, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so then The Weeknd comes on and he's super dramatic.
Oh, yeah. So if there's one dramatic artist, it's him.
It's The Weeknd. I remember watching it. This is the first time I said it. I remember watching it, and the whole time he had like a cape on, and then he had like a metal mask on, right? You could see his eyes, but his eyes had lights in them.
So it wasn't his eyes. Like the mask had like...
Yeah, lights.
A light bulb.
Some intense LED, right?
Yeah. And which actually makes me think, how did he look like see through that
shit? Yeah, I don't know. But it made me think like The Weeknd is so dramatic, especially after a song or two when he was taking the mask off. He was doing it with two hands like super slowly and the camera was zooming in on him. That's the moment I was just like, The Weeknd is so dramatic.
Yeah, I remember
like,
you said that. I was like, that's so true.
It is.
But what's funny is as he was like taking it down, right, he was like going like slow motion. And then when he finally got to the end, he like kind of laughed.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that was him like kind of laughing at himself for being dramatic, you know? I think he knows, like obviously he's aware of the fact
His music is too, like he's always, it's always like that. But I enjoyed it. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was so good.
He played a lot of the old music from House of Balloons. He played a lot of the new stuff.
If anything, it made me realize how many hit songs he has. Like it's insane. Every song I was like, oh, another one. Oh, because there's songs that, like, I know.
You didn't know he had a lot of hits?
No, I knew. But I think I didn't, like, truly realize until we were sitting there and it was, like, back to back to back to back. Like, sometimes you just forget because he's been around for so many years, you know? But I was like, damn, like, he made so many songs and they're all hits. And they were all hits, like, to the level that they were overplayed and they were so loved.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And there were just so many.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I forgot this one. And I forgot about this one. And I forgot about this one. But they were so big when they were new. You know, and they're still big now.
Were there some songs that you didn't know? You were like, damn.
Yeah, I think there were a few songs I didn't know.
How do all these people know this song as soon as it starts and I don't know what that is?
Oh, no. I mean, I would say in general, like, I haven't listened to The Weeknd enough to be able to tell all the songs just from, like, the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I also think they kind of just sound like it's harder to tell in a venue like that because it's so big. If I played it off my phone, like maybe it would be easier, you know, because it's loud. People are yelling. I don't know. But overall, it was a great experience.
What was your favorite moment during the concert?
I mean, can we talk about the fact that he had fireworks?
Oh, I meant to look up.
Fire?
Yeah.
I mean, he had fire at the Seattle concert. And we're talking about fire that like blows up into the sky that you feel the heat. And we were at the highest spot you could be and we felt hot.
Yeah, not at the highest, like almost the highest.
Okay.
Yeah, we went down.
But high. I'm talking about like, how do you think, how hot would it have felt if you were like at the bottom?
Yeah.
Or like closer? We're talking about like giant flames that like shoot into the air.
That shit is so expensive. I think I read somewhere, I don't know. I kind of want to look it up right now. How much is it every time they use it? It's like thousands of dollars, I think.
Yeah, maybe like sure. And there's like multiple flames too. There's like some bigger ones, some medium size.
Yeah.
And then one of the songs had, it was kind of like in the middle of the set. At one point, just fireworks start going off.
Yeah.
And it was like at the front. So if you're looking at the stage, it's like behind the stage, fireworks just like go off.
Yeah.
And they were like going off for like a while. I want to say maybe like 15-20 seconds of just like constant fireworks.
That's
and it was
lot.
A lot. And then we decided to leave early so that we could beat the crowds and we could get on a bus and all that. Because so, the show ended up being so long. Like, yeah. He really, when you talk about an artist delivering and making your money's worth, like, he delivered.
No, he does.
He was, like, playing so many songs. Even after we left, we thought it was about to be the end because he was, like, past 11.
Yeah.
And then he kept singing for, like, another, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes.
We were in a parking lot and shit was still going down.
Yeah. And then the end, I don't know what the last song was, but when we were walking, like, in the parking lot to the buses, then we see that the fireworks go off again and they're, like, around the whole thing.
We were walking away, like, with our backs to MetLife Stadium. We just walking, talking about how great it was and all that. We know shit was still happening.
Because you can hear
but
it.
We were happy and so... That's how you know a show was good, when you know, like...
You leave early?
I think we can leave now. I'm good.
I'm
you know?
Satisfied. And yeah. That's from you, who you are a big The Weeknd fan.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Because also, I really wanted to beat the traffic. Because again, we were going to get on that fan bus again. And everybody's using those.
Yeah, and like walking and all that.
Yeah, so we're walking with our backs turned to, you know, away, walking away from the MetLife Stadium. And then we just turn around and we see...
Well, we hear it first. We hear it come off.
Fireworks.
So we're like, what?
Yeah, that shit was like... New Year's fireworks.
Yeah, and it was going off for, again, maybe like 30 seconds to a minute.
What did I say? I was just like, damn, this is bigger than Seattle's New Year's.
Yeah, because there was this one year that Seattle had like such bad fireworks. I think it was during COVID. But yeah, crazy, crazy show. See, that type of show is like, I don't even call it a concert. I would call it like a full performance. That's like a performance. It's like it includes like the light show, the music, the effects, like all of that. That's like an entire performance. But if I go to a concert, like I don't expect it to be like a crazy set or like a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially now with all the like production. That's an expensive set.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That is insane. Yeah, I was really, really happy. I was really satisfied. I haven't watched the movie yet. I do want to watch it. A lot of people watched it. Bad reviews.
Oh, yeah. They were promoting that at the concert, too.
Yeah. That was pretty cool, too, I thought. Like, with the big screens.
Of course they would.
Yeah. So, if you haven't gone to the Weeknd concert and he's coming to a city nearby, you should go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should go. I think he did, like, 3 sold out back-to-back nights at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah. Of course. And this is his last time being the Weeknd. But anyways, we talked enough about him.
Yeah.
We want to talk about... our summer plans, what we're doing, where we're going, where we're traveling, because we're about to leave very soon. We're about to leave this coming Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited. I would say this is probably the first trip that I haven't done like a lot of research for.
And I like it.
You never do research for the trips.
No. But I like that you haven't gone so deep into the research.
Yeah.
Let me say yeah, because I know in a few days we're about to crank down.
Honestly, I haven't because I haven't had the time. Because we have had so many like things going on. My birthday is this weekend. So, and we've had like some friends' birthdays. Like this entire week has been like a birthday week for like 3 people, 4 people. And then we're like pre-recording and like doing a bunch of work so that we can enjoy our vacation while work is taken care of. So we're going to Portugal.
Portugal.
Cannot wait. We're going to go to Portugal and we'll be in Lisbon only for 5 days. When I said it on my YouTube, everybody was like, oh my God, you should totally go to Porto and all these places. But we're only there for 5 days. We've already like secured everything. So we're only going to Lisbon. And I'm okay with going to like one place and being there for a decent amount of time to not feel like every day we have to get everything done.
Yeah.
You know? And to be honest, again, I haven't done much research, so I don't even know what we should do or should see.
And, you know, that's my approach anyways. Like, anytime we go somewhere, I don't want to miss the nice things, like the must-tos. But I also...
The must-dos.
Must-do. I say must-to.
Yeah.
Must-to-do.
Must-do. I will definitely do a little bit of research, just like go on Instagram, just be like Lisbon travel vlog.
Yeah, send us recommendations too. I feel like on my Instagram, since you posted it on your video, people have been sending some
recommendations.
Yeah, I still got to reply to some. And I appreciate it because that actually really helps a lot, especially if it comes from locals.
Oh, yeah.
Because whatever you search on Google, it's just going to give you some like tourist shit,
I mean,
the locals would really know.
If anything is going to give you some like hyped places, it's like where everybody wants to go.
Tourist stuff.
I don't know if I would call it like tourist stuff, but because if you look up like NYC places, it's places that I would want to go to, and I'm not a tourist. I live here.
Okay, that's fair.
For the most part.
Yeah.
But we're going to be in Lisbon for 5 days. Very excited. Very excited for the food. You guys know I travel for food, which is also another reason why after Lisbon, I'm going to take the train and go further south in Portugal to go to this retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited.
Tell us a little about this retreat. I don't want to tell too much about it
because I want to talk about it after I go and tell you about my whole experience.
Ooh, top secret.
But it's like a women-only, very intimate 12-girls retreat that I found out about through kind of like a content creator, chef girl that lives in between like Brooklyn and Barcelona, I think. And I've just been, you know, seeing her online, and then I subscribed to her newsletter, and then I got an email about this retreat, and I literally saw it like the first day that she posted it. And I have been looking. I know we keep referencing this pre-baby bucket list. Well, we will do a full episode on what our pre-baby bucket list is.
I feel like we should do that.
Because I think people are curious. And the reason why we haven't yet is because it's not super tangible. I kind of keep adding shit to it. or things that we do, we just say we're on the list. But for the most part, I really had been researching and looking for some type of retreat or some type of like culinary experience that I can do somewhere in Europe. I initially wanted to go and be taught how to make pasta from scratch by this grandma in Italy. You know, that was my dream.
That sounds
but
nice.
Like, whose grandma's available to do that? You know, specifically it has to be a nonna. It has to be.
But why does it have to be a grandma? And where did that idea come from?
I think.
Did you just wake up thinking, I want a grandma to teach me how to make pasta from scratch, and it's going to be a class in a retreat? Like, what?
Like, if somebody knows about a thing like this that I'm describing, please send it to me.
Or maybe if you're listening to this and your grandma makes pasta from scratch, let us know. We'll come over.
I'll come stay with you.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think it was from one of the first Chef's Tables episodes. If you guys have watched Chef's Table on Netflix, there's one episode with Nancy Silverton, I think. She's like a huge baker. This whole episode, there's a point where I think she goes somewhere in Italy, I believe, and you can see her like walking through the streets of, I believe, what it was, Tuscany or something similar to that, and then she's like there in her cute kitchen, and I was like, I want to just live on someone's farm, help them farm and make food and learn how to make those like traditional delicious Italian, but like Italian from Italy food, and just be there for like a month or something. That would be my dream, and that's something that I would love to do, obviously, before we like start a family, because once you start a family, it's like, what, you can't do stuff like that.
Go leave me with the baby for a month.
Yeah, you know. So that was where the initial idea started, and then this came in my email, and I was like, oh well, this is perfect. You know, definitely not the same, but it is a culinary retreat, so it has like the culinary food focus to it, while it's also, you know, for like young creative women, and we'll bond over like food, but also our creative things.
I'm excited for you. I think this is going to be so perfect because it's something that you've been talking about.
Yeah.
And you found like the perfect thing.
Yeah. And I've never been to a retreat. I've also never, like, I don't know anybody that's going to be there. Never met them. I just think it's going to be such a cool experience. It's in southern Portugal. It's going to be like kind of close to the water. We're going to take little trips around like the area, and we're going to be on a farm, and we're going to have time to just, you know, like bond and cook and eat and read. And it's going to be amazing. Swim in the ocean, enjoy the sun. It's going to be crazy. So that's actually my birthday gift to myself. And then we attached, like, I was like, okay, well, since I'm going to Portugal, like, why don't we go together to Lisbon?
Yeah. If you're wondering what Yoni is going to do while she's doing all that cute bonding stuff with strangers, I'm going to be in Belgium. I'm going to be in Belgium just hanging out
with my family,
hanging out with some friends for a few days.
For the week. Yeah, because I'll be there for 6 days. So.
Yeah. But before then, I'll be in Paris. I'm going to fly to Paris, and then from Paris to Belgium. And I'm trying to spend like maybe a couple of days in Paris before going to Belgium. So I'm trying to like...
Okay. Well, just remember you have 6 days total.
Yeah. So however many days I spend in Paris, that'll be that many days less in Belgium.
Yeah. So you will figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. So if anybody in Paris wants to hang out, let me know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that could be cool, but maybe not. I don't know. People are busy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
anyway, so I'm excited to go back home. And then
we're going to meet in Copenhagen.
We're going to meet in Copenhagen. And let me tell you guys, I don't know what's over there. Respectfully. Okay? I know it's beautiful and that's it. So, and I'm excited. I'm going to be filming my videos. I'm going to make another POV. Anywhere we go, I'm going to have one in Portugal. I'm going to have one in Paris. I'm going to have one in Belgium. And I'm going to have one in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. And honestly, like, I'm going to also do just some research of, like, certain places that I want to go and photograph.
In
anywhere.
Oh, like for a future trip, you mean?
Yeah,
you
future mean? Trip, like Portugal and Copenhagen.
I'm confused.
What? What are you confused about?
You said anywhere. And then you said Portugal and Copenhagen. You mean you're going to do research of where you want to go take photos on this trip?
Yeah.
The way you said it was as if, like, outside of this trip, there's a, like, another trip. What country you want to go to?
Oh, no. Why would I talk about that?
I don't know.
That's like, I'm talking about what we're talking about. So I want to do research on those places.
Yeah. Like, what's like a cool area?
Yeah. What's
to
a cool
photos?
Area? What's a nice walk? Maybe if I can rent like a city bike, if they have those.
I mean, they don't have a city bike because a city bike is just a New York thing.
No.
So bikes to rent.
I know they don't have a city bike. It's just anything that's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, just say rent a bike.
Okay. I'm going to rent a bike in Copenhagen and I'm going to rent a bike
in Lisbon. It will be hard because I know there's like a lot of hills.
Yeah.
Lisbon is, my friend just went. She described it as like a European San Francisco.
Okay. That's fine.
In terms of like just how it looks.
That's going to be a good little leg workout.
Yeah. That's one thing that I'm not looking forward to.
It's fine. Just bring some comfortable shoes. And this time I cannot forget my shoes. Okay. Because last trip we took to Tokyo, to Japan and South Korea, I literally didn't bring shoes. How can you go on vacation with no shoes? I don't know. I had my Birkies on and they held me down for a while.
It's crazy how you just forgot your shoes. I'll never forget that.
That's so funny. I mean, I was okay. You know, it is what it is.
I need to figure out what shoes I'm going to bring because I always struggle with this where, like, sometimes, I don't know, on a trip is like, I don't want to wear sneakers the whole time. I don't want to wear sneakers the whole trip. But then the sneakers are like, what is the most comfortable? Because usually, when we were in Japan, the way we traveled was also with my mom and my sister. And there's like different kinds of people. There's like travelers that are like, we're leaving in the morning and we're not coming home until the end of the day. And we've been outside all day just walking. And then there's the other kinds of travelers where like, you'll go do something, be outside. At some point, you'll come back to wherever you're staying, rest up a little bit. Maybe it's like right before dinner. Maybe you'll change. Maybe you'll shower. You'll have a whole new outfit. And then you're going to go get dinner somewhere and have like your evening. So the day's kind of broken up. But.
Well, sorry.
So that's kind of like how I want to approach.
What kind of traveler are you think? Like naturally?
Well, I want to like take it easy, you know. Like I'm not trying to just like kill myself on the trip just to what?
Yeah, like it's
like,
okay.
I don't want to be tired.
Yeah, it's okay to have breakfast in the morning, usually at the hotel or wherever we stay in at.
That I have struggled with. I feel like everywhere, like every meal needs to be somewhere like worth it.
Yeah, but in Mallorca, the place we went, they served a very cute.
Oh yeah, the breakfast was nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So if we have, I mean, we don't have that. We don't have that. So, yeah, we'll get breakfast somewhere. Obviously, we're not going to make toast and butter
at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
we're going to get some nice breakfast somewhere. But then it's okay after that to, like, maybe take a walk, maybe see what's around, and then, like, come home to, like, regroup, maybe change your shoes or something.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to do it, like, between, like, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Come back home, lay down on the couch for a little bit. Like,
2 to 4, I'm okay to be at home.
I was going to say like
1 to 5.
4 to 5.
Only 1 hour? It's pretty quick.
Well, yeah, you come home. Okay, 4 to 5, 4 to 6.
Mm, okay.
3 to 6, 3 to 5.
One to five. No, I get that.
Just somewhere around there. And then that's where you like change, you shower, you might kind of like go nonverbal for a little bit. We don't talk the whole time. We do our own little Instagram posting. And then we head back out for the evening.
I'll probably edit the podcast at that point.
No, the podcast editing happens after dinner.
After dinner? No. The podcast editing for me would happen in between, like when we come back to the spa. Because after dinner, I just want to relax and have an evening.
I mean, that was your evening. After dinner, like we'll be outside, we'll have dinner, then we'll go like walk around and then we'll go home.
And then work, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to go to bed. The last thing I did was work.
I'd rather do that than work in between the, like in the middle of the day when I'm still like about to do shit, you know? Because then it takes me out of where I am. Mm-mm. It's like in the night hours is where you like edit the content. In Copenhagen, the reason why I want to go to Copenhagen, because I feel like I got to explain this on air, because you said you don't know what's there. My big thing of why I wanted to go to Copenhagen is, again, the reason why I choose
places I want to travel. Sorry. When you brought up the Copenhagen idea, I was down because it's somewhere new and it's somewhere that I never expected to be.
Okay.
So, obviously, I pulled up a few photos on Google just to see what the vibe is like.
And what was your initial?
It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, it's very nice. And I can already see what kind of photos I will make there. Mm-hmm. But that's about it. I didn't search up anything.
Yeah. The reason why I want to go to Copenhagen is because I kept hearing it being mentioned in relation to food.
Oh my God, it's food. Okay.
And for you, it's photography. We all have our passions, okay?
No, that's true.
So if you guys watch The Bear, the show about food and about restaurants, and you guys know The Bear. If you don't know The Bear, go look it up. It's on Hulu. So after watching...
New season coming up.
The last season of The Bear and the second and third season... They talked quite a lot about Copenhagen. Like, they brought it up because one of the characters actually goes to Copenhagen, and there's like a couple episodes that he's in Copenhagen and you see like him learning about things there. And
who, Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus was like the baker and he was the pastry chef at the restaurant.
Shout out to Lionel.
So he went there because of he was going to get trained by someone. And then in the third season, we get flashbacks of like Carmi working at restaurants in Copenhagen. And specifically, there was this one. And then,
oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, because you didn't really watch the third season. Oh, but Copenhagen was just mentioned a lot.
Okay.
About just in the culinary scene. And then I've been, you know, I had a few friends that went to Copenhagen and they loved it. It's so beautiful. It's a small enough city that you can really get a lot of experience of the city because it's very walkable and it's not very, very big compared to like Tokyo. Tokyo is huge.
Oh, Tokyo is different.
And it's just that can be overwhelming. So, yeah, it's super walkable. It's very beautiful. They have incredible food, pastries. We can have a cardamom bun from where the cardamom bun started, which, as I always do, I expect to have the best cardamom bun I've ever had.
I already know. I have a feeling you're going to be disappointed because you always think if I'm having the thing from that country, it's going to be the best
ever.
And
I disagree with that. The sushi we had in Japan was the best sushi you've ever had in your life.
That's very true.
So there you go.
But that's just one example.
Okay.
You go to Italy, you have a pizza, and you're like, it's not even that good.
Yeah.
Because your expectations of it is so high. Me, when I go somewhere, I experience it. Just because something is originated there doesn't have to make it the best tasting. You're tasting the original version of it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't equate to it's going to be the best pizza ever. Because people all over the world make pizza, and they change it up and they make it taste
better. You're telling me
better.
This is the same argument we had before. If you go to the Congo, you don't expect to eat the best Congolese food you've ever had. If you go to Ethiopia, you don't expect to have the best Ethiopian food better than the Ethiopian food you had in America. Of course.
No, I do expect it, but I also know that...
If you went to Ethiopia and you had an Ethiopian food there and it like didn't hit, wouldn't you be like, damn, like how is this not good?
I love me some good injera, y'all. I'm still looking for the best injera restaurant, Ethiopian restaurant here in New York.
Yeah, we haven't had it at all.
Yeah, if you know any, please DM me right now because I I just need it.
There's one I have saved.
Yeah, we should go to that because that's like probably today. Like my favorite food in the world.
Yeah, it's so good. We haven't had it in a long time.
It's so every time I see Alia eating Jera, it's like, it just makes me so happy because it's a different world. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you would have never tried it if we never met.
Yeah, probably.
I would never try sarmale, right? From Romania, if we never met. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't know what is it called? Dang, what's the other one called? The other, like the soup thing?
Chorba.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, where would I try that?
True. And I mean, I would say there are a lot more Ethiopian restaurants than there are Romanian. So the likelihood that I would have had Ethiopian food is actually higher. You probably wouldn't have never had Romanian food if it wasn't for knowing me.
Yeah, that's true.
But wow, I kind of want some Ethiopian food like today.
Yeah, me too. So you guys, if you've never had Ethiopian food, I'm telling you, it's good
for the soul.
Yeah, you just got it. It makes me like, after I eat it, I'm always like, it has to be like the last thing I do. Like it has to be for dinner. I can't have it for like lunch.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, I totally can't have it for lunch. It just makes me like a little tired afterwards.
Yeah,
you just want to relax.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
It's very good though. But yeah, super excited and I cannot wait to go
also,
to Copenhagen.
Also Somalian food, sorry. Oh. KK, shout out to Abdul. He put me on to KK in Seattle. It's called Kata Kata.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
I used to call it Taga Taga.
Alia used to call it Taga Taga. It's so funny.
Because I forgot that it was the other
one. No, like I remember like one day we just had it. He was like, bro, you need to try this. And like I would say injera and kata kata are definitely like in my top three favorite foods.
What's the next one?
The next one, I love pondu from the Congo. Pondu and rice.
Yeah.
That's
like food for the soul.
Yeah. So like out of the five top foods that are my favorite.
We went from top three to top five.
No, yeah, top five. So yeah. So it's like the Congolese. And then, not in order specifically, Ethiopian food and then Kata Kata from Somalia.
Okay.
I want to try some other shit too from like Brazil. Like, I don't know. I'm just talking about the shit that I've had.
Yeah.
You know, like I love Indian food as well. Oh. I don't know if I put that in the top.
I don't know if I put Indian food in the top five.
I might.
What about like pasta?
Yeah, pasta. Of course, everybody loves pasta.
Yeah,
right?
It's
like
amazing.
Pasta and pizza.
It's just so good.
Yeah. Like the best pizza I ever had in my life is still from a spot called, it's in San Francisco.
Yeah, let's see. Do you remember?
This is a good test to test my memory because I don't
know. Close. There's a letter before the L.
Del Popolo.
There you go. Good job, man. High five.
Del Popolo is so good. If you ever go to San Francisco, you have to go to Del Popolo. Okay?
Yeah, we have to go back just for that because I want to verify that the pizza was good. We should have gotten more than once.
Oh, my God. It was the best pizza ever.
Sourdough
pizza.
That shit was amazing.
What would you say is your like top three foods ever? Like from what you've had? Would you put injera in your top? Yeah, in your top five?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you hating? What do you have? Pizza, pasta.
Okay, Italian food for sure, top five.
Don't say Italian food.
Well, no,
tell
you
me
said
what about
Ethiopian
it.
Food, right?
And okay, I said specifically injera.
That's Ethiopian food.
Okay, but there's more than injera.
Is there?
Yes. Don't ask me what because I don't know.
Yeah, you don't.
Okay, well, what about you?
Oh, I don't know. You're putting me on the spot. For a foodie, that's like the hardest thing to choose, yo. I mean,
for food, that should be the easiest thing to answer.
No, because I love so many things.
Okay. Give me one that you love.
I mean, I love...
Don't say pasta or pizza.
I mean, I love pasta, though.
Okay. Give me something that's like a little more... Like,
I love Korean food.
I love Korean food, too.
Love Korean food. Like, our trip to Korea, I was... Oh, so good. Love Korean food. You know, I love Japanese food.
Give me some good udon.
But it doesn't
day.
Have enough protein for me.
That's true.
To
I
eat
noticed.
On the regular. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, pasta. Like, what else is there? I love a good burger.
Mediterranean food.
I love some good falafel too. I don't know.
Shawarma.
I love food so much. So very excited for the Copenhagen trip because I actually want to take some time to make some reservations for places, like even this early on, because I want to make sure that I get into the spots that I want to get into.
Okay.
And later in the summer, so that's going to be like the trip coming up right now. And then we're going to come back to New York and we're going to be in New York for basically most of July and most of August. And while we're here, I know we talked in the summer 2025 episode, if you listen to that, how I really want to kind of explore the East Coast a little bit, yeah. Like maybe go on a road trip. So at some point in there, I would love to go somewhere, either Connecticut. I don't know if Maine is going to happen. Like that is more not a road trip. We're just going to fly there if we were to go to Maine.
I want to go to Philly. I don't really care about Connecticut.
Oh, Philly is a quick thing.
Yeah. Philly, DC.
I want to go somewhere. I really want to go stay at an Airbnb or some type of house or something for 4 days, 4 to 5 days, but 4 days feels like short and sweet. 4 days, and that house is like on the ocean. And I want to be able to like
East Coast or West Coast?
East Coast. Mm-hmm. And I want to have my coffee in the morning early and like walk on the beach in like cozy sweats because it's like it's not hot yet. And just like hear the ocean waves and drink my coffee and have my feet just on the wet sand. Oh my God. I want that so bad.
But I don't know why I feel like this is like a California thing. On the West Coast, I mean, East Coast, I can't really see that.
That's not true. The whole East Coast is on the water.
Yeah, I know. So but like, I haven't seen a beautiful beach on the East Coast yet. Have you?
No, because we just haven't been.
No, okay, but how come you've never seen it?
Because we've never been.
I know. But like, even if I've never been to the West Coast, I know there's beautiful beaches there. On the West Coast,
yeah,
I can't think.
Yeah, because we've been. We went to Malibu.
I know,
we went
but
to Santa Monica.
Listen to what I said. I said even before I ever been to the West Coast.
Yeah, because you think of the West Coast as California because it has California and it's a huge state.
Mm-hmm.
On the East Coast, there's like Hamptons, there's Maine, there's...
I'm not saying there's no beaches on the East Coast, but when I think about a beach, I don't think West
Coast. Well, I want to experience the East Coast beach because I feel like I like that better. The West Coast is too like... basic beach.
What?
Because it's like the expected beach. The East Coast feels a little bit more like old school beach.
Well, you
less
can't...
surfer vibes. I don't want a surfer vibe beach. I want like a moody beach. A moody beach with like a lighthouse. You know?
I've been to Florida before and probably most beautiful beaches I've ever
seen.
But see,
Florida is also very different than like Northeast.
Yeah.
Like Florida is like the California of the East Coast beach.
I can see that.
And then like where we are now is like the Seattle, Oregon beach of the East Coast.
Yeah.
You know?
The thing I love most about Florida is, first of all, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, I still haven't been.
It's really beautiful. The roads, I remember being in Daytona Beach and just like palm trees. Clear sky, clear water, even Miami Beach, South Beach is beautiful.
Yeah.
So, huh?
I haven't been.
We'll go one day.
Yeah, we'll go. Either way, would love to do that at some point then. And then at the end of August, we are flying out again. I'm going on the usual Romania trip mm-hmm. with my family. And Yoni and I are going to fly together into Paris. And then in Paris, we'll split. We'll either like maybe spend a few days there together. We don't know yet. We haven't actually like bought the tickets for this trip yet.
I think we should do that. At least 2 days.
Yeah, that would be nice. And then I'll fly to Bucharest and then Yoni's going to fly or Yoni's going to go to...
Take the train to Belgium, to Antwerp City. Yeah.
And then you're going to be... And we're not... This year, we won't go... Like I won't go to Belgium and Yoni won't go to Romania just so we each have like our own time and as much time as possible with our families without having to worry about like, do you understand what we're saying? Translating, you know, we could just submerge ourselves in the culture.
It's good. It's a good decision.
Yeah, I think it's good. And while I'm in Romania, my family wanted to take a trip like within the Romania trip. So we're actually going to go to Italy. We're going to go to Sorrento for, I think, 5 days.
Sorrento?
And then we're going to go to Napoli or sorry, Naples. I always forget. It's Naples in English and Napoli, I think, in Italian. Okay,
and then where else you go?
And then we go back to Romania. And then we'll be in Romania for Sorrento, a few more days. Okay. Naples.
And then
back to Romania.
Are they close to each other?
Yeah.
Nice. Are you going to like take the train from one city to the other?
I don't know exactly. I'm not planning this at all. This is like my mom and my aunt are planning it.
And is everybody going?
Well, yeah, like my parents, my brother, my sister, my aunt and uncle, and I think like my aunt's high school friend or something, like a family friend.
Oh, I would have loved to be on that trip.
Yeah.
That would be fun. But I still never been to Italy.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. This will be your third time.
No, it'll be my second time. I've only been once to Rome.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So I'm excited. It's going to be fun. But it's crazy because I really haven't done, like I haven't, it's the first trip since being an adult that I'm just like, you guys figure out what you want to do. I'm just coming along. Like, I really feel like I'm coming along on your trip. You know, because originally my aunt just wanted to do this. So then she was like, well, since you guys are coming, we should all go together.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun.
It's going to be nice. I feel like this time I'll stay in Belgium for a longer time.
Yeah. It's going to be like about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be dope.
So.
And then after that, we'll be back in NYC, I think, right?
Yeah. Unless, and then it's going to be, unless we just decide to go somewhere else after.
Like London is
right
there. I mean,
I would like to meet somewhere together and then fly. Guys, you guys know, we just had this episode. I'm not a good flyer and I don't want to fly by myself, like super long distances. So I feel like I would like for us to meet somewhere and then fly the big flight together.
Yeah, I would like that too.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you did say, we did talk about London.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, so we'll figure it out. But those are basically our summer plans, because by the time that trip is done, it will be September.
That is crazy. It's going to be September. And like, to me, once we hit September, the year is over.
Nah.
That's like honestly.
That's just when summer's over.
The new school year starts. It's like, it feels like
why
a
you
new
acting
beginning.
Like you're in school or have kids that are in school.
I'm so happy I'm not in school anymore. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
Like, being in school, to me, my favorite part about being in school was just the friends that I had.
Mm.
Like, the social part of it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a big fan of just doing homework, turning it in, study for
Can
a
you
test.
Imagine having homework? But you kind of...
Oh, my God.
You know what's funny is now we have homework. It's just work.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But, like, doing homework to get a grade and, like, doing a test and you got to finish it in 1 hour. If not, you fail the class or you don't pass the class. And it's, like, the whole concept about finishing a test at a certain amount of time. Like, one student finishes it in 30 minutes and then the one finishes it in 40 minutes or 50 minutes because they need it. You may still know the material, but you just maybe need to read something a few times over.
Yeah, everybody's different.
I don't know. I just never thought it was fair.
Yeah.
Like 1 hour finish or else you just got to turn it in. Like, can I get a second?
They can't give you like all day though.
Yeah, no, not all day, but like...
But I do remember there was some tests where it's like, there's no way that I can finish this in an hour and do a good job. Like, some shit will just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like a whatever answer. Like, okay, I'll just choose an option.
When I came to America, I was so surprised that most of the things were
multiple choice.
In Europe, I remember in Belgium, if I got multiple choice, that's like the easy question.
Yeah. But
that's like the lucky one. Oh, we got multiple. You get like one or two.
The thing that I like about... I think there's pros and cons. It's like having multiple choice is like sometimes you can just gamble and you don't have to show your work. So like you don't have to show like how you got to this number.
You can just guess and hope you're right.
Which in a way makes it easy to cheat if you need to.
What do you mean?
Like if you need to look at like your neighbor, see what they got on number 15.
Yeah. You know what they started to do? Have you ever cheated on a test?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
What they do now is they have like two or three versions of a test.
Yeah, and then when your neighbor doesn't have the same version as you.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point.
You're done.
It's smart.
You're done.
So they like change the order of the questions.
Did
so
you ever look at your neighbor thinking it's the same test and then you just copy some shit that's
wrong? Well, no, because you just know it's like a different one.
Don't cheat out there, okay? But some days I just had to do what I had to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It makes it easier for the teacher to grade because then they just like look at the answering key, you know? So grading papers is easier. I think that's why they do it. But there is also something nice about not having multiple choice if it was like math, because then you still can get points for showing your work, even if the last answer somehow ended up being wrong, which sometimes happens.
Yeah, you can show just steps.
You know, yeah,
just,
you can show like I really applied the mathematics.
You know, I would write so much.
Somehow I still got it wrong.
No, like I would add a lot on that page so I can scrape as many points as I can.
Sometimes I would write a note like, I think something's wrong in this question.
I think something's wrong in this question.
Or I would write, I'm sorry, I know this is probably wrong, but I tried.
Nah, you didn't do that.
I think I did that like once.
Should we talk about school one day?
No.
Do a full episode?
I think we just did.
See, the person listening to this would be like, yes, please make it an episode.
Okay, well, if you want us to talk about school and the shit we did in school, comment down below, because this is on Spotify. So if you guys know or didn't know, you can leave comments under the episode.
Just like, I don't know, it's fun. It's funny. I don't know if I'll have enough to say about it. But
yeah, I feel like we just said everything that we could say.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
I wanted to talk about your outfit real quick. You have a vintage Barcelona 1992 shirt on, single stitch. Can you tell us a little bit about that search?
Yeah, well, I just went thrifting like a few days ago because I haven't been in a long time. And before this trip, I realized I don't have just like a t-shirt. Like all my pieces, all my clothes were so like specific things. And I didn't have just like a random t-shirt with like a graphic on it that I can wear with jeans.
When did you realize that? It was a few days ago. It was hot out and you didn't have anything that's like
short. I was like, sleeve. I have all my shirts are just long sleeve. And then it's either long sleeve or it's a tank top that's like a basic tank top. Like I don't have something that's just like kind of more like used, raggedy with like a little personality.
You need to get a few of those. It's so nice to just be able to look at your closet and be like, okay, what color shirt do I want? Gray. Okay, here we go. Blue jeans, black shoes, boom, done.
And it's nice if like the shirt has some like random shit on it in the front, you know? So I didn't have anything like that. So I went thrifting and I was specifically looking for like graphic tees, which those are probably the easiest thing to find when you go thrifting.
Yes.
Because they're always available. It's just about finding one that the graphic on it is like somewhat interesting. The material is comfortable and it's the right size.
Can't look too new.
Yeah, it can't look too new. Even though I would say like this t-shirt looks like it's in really good condition.
Surprisingly, right?
I did get some chocolate cake on it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like right here. Somehow.
Of course. Yo, Alia does this thing. She would wear something white and then go make some food.
Yeah, because I'm just wearing my clothes. I don't want to wear clothes where I'm like too worried about wearing them. Like things are meant to be worn.
I know, but not a white, nice, vintage. And this is a single stitch too.
Yeah, if you don't know single stitch means what?
No, you explain it to
us. I don't remember.
If you go thrifting and you see a shirt that has, because most of the shirt right now, right? If you're wearing a shirt right now, look at the stitching at the bottom, right?
At the waist.
At the waist. You see it has two stitches. So it's double stitch.
Two rows.
Yeah, two rows of stitching. That basically means that this shirt is made after the year 2000. Anything that's single stitched.
So it only has one row of stitching.
Yeah, one row of stitching. That would officially be a vintage t-shirt, which is this. They stopped making those shirts in the year 2000 or 2001.
Okay.
So anytime you go thrifting and you see a shirt that has like...
only one row of stitching at the bottom and the sleeve.
Yes, that's a shirt from the 90s. So anything older than 20 years makes it a vintage t-shirt. So Alia got one, which I was surprised because I'm always talking about like, is this vintage?
I know. And the funny thing is you can see I was vlogging when I went thrifting and you can see in the video when I checked for the stitching.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, is it single stitch? And it was.
Well, why did you want to check?
Because you taught me well.
Oh my God. Yeah. So...
anyways. So that is what I'm wearing because you brought it up. And I'm wearing this with also white shorts. I'm wearing like a whole white outfit right now.
But the whites don't really match. So sometimes it's kind of weird.
Eh, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I don't like wearing... if I'm wearing all black, the blacks have to match somewhat.
Yeah.
No?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thank you guys so much for listening. We're going to close the episode out here. We hope you enjoyed today's chit chat. Over, we're going to go over to Patreon where we're going to be talking about, actually, I think we're just going to be like catching up on random things.
Yeah.
Talk about my birthday. We'll talk about Yoni's, we got a few stories from like the last couple of days. So if you're interested in just some fun stories about what's been going on in life, just random things like that, go over to Patreon. It's down in the description. If you want to watch my videos, also down in the description. If you want to watch Yoni's videos, also in the description. Just everything in the description. Click on all the links. Follow, subscribe.
Thank you to everyone who subscribed to my YouTube channel. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, if you haven't yet, it doesn't cost you nothing. Just a little energy to press a button.
Yeah, it's fun. If you just enjoy simple photography day to day, how I see the world, it's not a breathtaking photo each time. It's just what I want to take a photo of.
Yeah.
Someone commented and was like, what are you taking a photo of? Everything? And then they were like, you should put some thought behind pressing that shutter. And this person, I don't know if you're listening or not. I'm not coming at you. I appreciate you even watching the video and then commenting. But it's like I'm capturing what I want to capture. That's why I made the YouTube channel, to just show you what I want to take a photo of.
Yeah.
There is no math to it. There's no wrong or right. If you don't like the photo, cool. That's it.
That's it.
So anyway, so if you're listening to this, listen, I appreciate you watching, okay? I did read that message and I thought about it for a little bit and I did answer. And other people answered too. So thanks to anybody who saw that and had my back on that.
Yep.
Ali is looking at me right now like, are you going to keep talking? Or are we going to move on? So we are going to move on. And that's it. Thank you guys for listening. If you got to the end of the episode, please comment.
Something.
No. Please comment.
Your favorite food. Because we were talking about like our top favorite.
Yeah. What's your favorite food in the world?
Give us like top three favorites.
Top three is a lot for people to comment and write. Give us one.
Top one is like so hard to choose. So give us your top three. I was having a hard time coming up with top three. It'll be even harder to come up with top one.
Okay. What's your favorite food? All right. One, two, or three. Just whatever you can give us. Let us know because I'm interested. And also don't forget to get some Ethiopian food. I highly recommend it. And that's all I got to say. You want to close it out for us?
I think we're done. Okay, bye, guys. I'm actually a little hungry, so I'm going to go get a snack.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.